Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. Please, hey, we appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family all over this country as well as the world. We very appreciate that very, very much. We just broke the 850,000 mark for listeners and viewers, so we're really excited about that. But today we have something that's very, very special, okay? Listeners, people all over the country, because of all this uncertainty, are becoming more and more concerned with tariffs, costs for food, the impact on everyday living. Interest rates remain high. You know, people are looking for relief. So that's why we're really lucky to have Gordon Stein, his cash flow cookbook. I wrote this down. I thought it was really, really cool. Wealth, minimal effort, minimal sacrifice, no budgeting. Everybody's got to love that. In fact, when I was talking to Gordon earlier, it's like having washboard abs with beer, pizza, and you're good to go. So let's talk a little bit about Gordon here. Gordon is an international keynote speaker, personal finance expert. His cash flow cookbook is a fresh approach to wealth building, including more than $13,000 of monthly savings ideas. Yes, monthly. Gordon delivers transformational talks that help people free up cash flow, accelerate their wealth building. His mission is to improve financial wellness, help his audience regain focus, balance, and joy in their lives, which is gigantic when you got your finances under control. Gordon combines his trademark with storytelling style to speak with employees, associate groups, financial advisors, other media, and breakthrough paths to help financial wealthiness with minimal effort, minimal sacrifice, and no budgeting. Love that. Now, one of the things I do want to tell you about Gordon, he has spoken through the Wealth Council. He is very well respected. His information is used for continuing education for financial advisors. He's provided education for people going through divorce, all sorts of things. And we're just really lucky to have Gordon here. Gordon, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks so much, Steve.
I'm glad. Now, I got to ask, I know you're like an engineer by trade and you work with Dell, Apple, you're an executive there. What brought you into this space?
Thanks. It's just a crazy journey. I stumbled in a way to get car washes for free. Gas station loyalty program, easy to, you know, collect the points and get the free car washes. And, you know, $25 a month, I say that's no big deal. And, you know, it's certainly not a lot of money, but it was easy. And I thought that's kind of interesting. And then I found a way to get discounted home alarm monitoring, another $25 a month. Again, not a huge amount of money, but no more effort than what I was doing before. I didn't know there was discounted home alarm monitoring. And my engineering background and my MBA took me on this 2-year quest, some could say an obsession, to find out what are the other financial hacks where you don't give up anything, where they're easy, but you can save material amounts of money. So it became a list, and the list grew, to $13,000 of monthly savings ideas. And let me stress, these are all real. We're not making our own toothpaste. We're not putting tinfoil on our windows to save on air conditioning. Steve, these are things that you and I and all of our listeners here would actually be willing to do. I put it into a spreadsheet. I future valued these savings, and the numbers were astronomical. We've got a whole country struggling with money, and here's millions of dollars there for the taking. And I took it to my accountant, and he said, hey, no errors in this. It's not a spreadsheet. This will make a great book. And that's what kicked off the whole thing. It was going to be a novel. It didn't fit. And under my breath one day, I said, it's more like a cookbook. And I went, it's the cash flow cookbook. And that started the 8-year odyssey I've been on of newspaper column and speaking and podcasts, trying to bring this message to people and make their finances a whole lot easier.
You know, you don't know how many times I've talked to people and just whether they're in their 20s, 30s, or just about to retire, they don't even take a look at the little things that can make a massive difference in their life. I mean, something as simply as husband drives a truck 40 miles each way, wife drives the Prius. Just by switching cars, that was like $400 a month just in gas. So the little simple things, which was really very cool. So, Gordon, let's just talk a little bit about some of the things that people can do to just reduce their everyday costs. You talked about, hey, getting free car washes. That's great. What else?
There's so many simple changes to make. I'll give you one that really drives home the point, Steve. I was doing a speaking engagement in Ohio, and Wealth Advisor kicked it off. We had all of our clients there. And she said, hey, she was really inspired by Cashflow Cookbook. She saved $300 a month just by reshopping her family cell phone plan. And so she introduced it that way, and that was lovely. But when I got up, I said, hey, a lot of people struggle. I don't want to call my cell phone provider. It's too much work. I've got bad hold music I got to listen to. I might be on there for an hour. And I did some quick math on what she saved. And if we take that $300 a month and we invest it at 7% a year over 30 years, she would end up with an incremental $367,800. Now, that's a lot of wealth. The average American only retires with about 200,000. She made a 1 hour call, maybe it was a half an hour call to her cell phone provider, almost doubled with that one change the average wealth that Americans retire with. And I say, you don't want to make the call, but if you make more than $367,800 an hour in your job, you don't need to make the call. If you make less than that, hey, it's worth making the call. Right?
A little bit goes a long way. People don't
It
realize
does.
that.
It does. One that gets a lot of attention when I'm on a stage is I show my before and after electric bill. I slashed my consumption from about 1,300 kilowatt hours a month to 650. I literally slashed it in half. And usually I can't go much farther because then the hands start going up. Well, hang on, how'd you do that, right? And really simple changes. A lot of people think about, oh, do I put solar panels on my roof? Do I change out my windows? Those are tens of thousands of dollars. Let me lay this one out. This is my engineering background, but a typical older home has about 5 to 8 air changes an hour. In other words, all of the air in your home that you're busy heating or air conditioning gets swapped out of the home 5 to 8 times an hour. So guess where's the place to start if you want to lower your electricity and gas bill, depending on where you are in the climate? Just reduce that air infiltration. Those gaps underneath the doors and around the windows and around the electrical panels, all those breezes coming into your home are a really big deal. So when I, covered mine up, thresholds, floor sweeps, caulking, et cetera, I did the math. It was the equivalent of having a 13-inch hole in my wall. So if you had a 13-inch hole in your wall, you'd be in a big hurry to patch it up. But most of us have that happening around the doors and windows.
So that's something as simple as caulking.
Caulking, I'll give you an example. In my workroom, I have a door that goes out to the garage. It was always a little chilly. And I looked underneath that door. Well, it was almost a 3/4-inch gap times a 36-inch wide door. It had no threshold, it had no door sweeps. So tightened that up and then did the same with all of my exterior doors. And then, I had an electrical panel that had a significant gap where the electricians had been in, the air blasting straight up to the attic. So running around making those kinds of changes can make a huge deal. The other big one is have a look at your attic insulation. So ours is a, whatever, almost 100-year-old home. There was about this much insulation. And code in our area is, like a couple of feet. So with about $600 of insulation batts, my wife and I fit that up in the ceiling. Huge difference in heating and air conditioning costs.
So just proper insulation and caulking made
Yeah,
a
and
gigantic
again, you don't
difference.
have to go to the windows and replacing doors and all these things that are tens of thousands of dollars. There's a great place to start. Or if you're not comfortable, get an energy audit. Most utility companies will give you a discounted one for maybe $100, pinpoint exactly where to save, and go after the items with the biggest return first.
Oh, wow. How did you come across that?
Oh, there's so many of these things, Steve. They go on and on and on. It's been fascinating. I have audience members telling me some. I'll give you another interesting one, prescription drugs. So I was paying $107 a month for my statin pills, the big chains. and a little bit of shopping around. I looked at getting the discount card from the chain, brought them from 107 to 63. Then I got in a good RX, brought my pills down to $13 monthly. And then eventually I found Blink Health and was getting my pills for $7 monthly. And then they had a price change. They lowered them to $6 monthly. Not that I complained.
Okay.
So I worked with my doctor and stepped up my exercise and tweaked my diet. And I got rid of the pills completely. So $107 a month down to zero. That's pretty material.
That's wonderful. Hey, folks, you want to stick with us? We're going to be right back with more Gordon Stein. This is just wonderful. You're going to really want to take notes. Actually, you're going to want to get the recording and listen to it five or six times. So stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. Hey, folks, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And so you never miss a show, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your life, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. So here we are back with Gordon Stein. Gordon, let's talk a little bit more about, we talked about energy, we talked about drugs, okay? What other things that keep, you know, a lot of times people just don't realize there's opportunity. And what other places would be that opportunity to save some money?
Yeah, it's a great question. Cashflow Cookbook, I broke it down in the biggest saving categories. So biggest spending categories. Think about housing, transportation, food, household, and financial and lifestyle. So those are the big six areas that we've got. We can get into any of them you want. You know, people talk a lot about grocery prices. So why don't we spend a minute or two on groceries?
Yes.
And, you know, people, you know, nobody wants to drive to six grocery stores. It's just too much work. I like keeping it nice and simple. So many grocery stores have a loyalty program. So the one I go to, there's a little loyalty card, doesn't cost anything to join. You scan it each time you buy your groceries and they track your discounts on your bill. So typically I'm running about $1,500 a year in savings just by being a part of their program. They don't want me driving to six grocery stores and I don't want to either. So it's a great deal that I've made with my grocery store. Next thing to take a look at is when you're buying food, things that are more processed by the store are more expensive. As an example, something as silly as onions. I always smile when I walk by the onion display. So they have the ones that are looking all ratty with the skin still half hanging on. The identical onions where they pull off the first few layers of skin. Price difference is usually about 50%, 50. So watch for those kinds of things, the chopped up celery versus the celery. You can chop it yourself. It takes another.
Okay. So what you're saying is if you look at the onions and you have an onion here that looks, and then you see the other one that's all nice and all that stuff, all they did was peel back a layer. So all you've got to do is buy it at a lower cost and peel back a layer.
Right. So watch for any of these things where they've been, you know, the vegetables have been chopped up, the onions have the outer layer removed. So that would be step one. Second thing is to, you know, take a look at the store brand ones. And, you know, people write it off. They say, oh, well, no, I really want my Heinz ketchup. I really want my, you know, whatever the brand is. I would say try the store brands. They keep getting better and better all the time. I would say price-wise, you know, it's an easy 10, 15% savings right across the board and probably every product you can buy as the house brand. So that's the second big thing. Third big thing a lot of people miss is frozen things. Frozen things are drastically cheaper than fresh vegetables for obvious reasons, logistics of keeping things fresh. So I did the math. I make a smoothie most days. I put spinach in it. And I was buying fresh spinach. And if you bought fresh spinach, it tends to go bad in a big hurry. So, you know, you're throwing half of it out. Well, frozen spinach costs about 1/7 the price of fresh spinach. Not that anyone's going broke or becoming wealthy on spinach. I'm just using this to illustrate a point. So if you can start using frozen fruit and frozen vegetables in your recipes instead of fresh ones, that can be a swing of 5 or 7-fold in the cost of the groceries.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that. My wife loves fresh or buys the fresh spinach packets and then freezes them. So she can put them in her smoothie.
It's cheaper to buy them frozen right off the bat. Yeah. There's one for you, Steve.
I was just like, oh, okay. That's so cool. What other things can people think about?
A huge one is food waste. So typical American household, 20 to 25% of the groceries end up in the garbage. So a little bit more meal planning. And before you, you know, in your head, a lot of people say, oh, we're going to have, you know, chicken with rice and broccoli for dinner tonight. Stop. Have a look at what's in your fridge. So what are the things? You've got some green and red peppers that are starting to get a little bit soft. Let's work those in rather than throwing them out 3 days from now. So, you know, build your meal planning around what you have and use the things that are in the fridge and really try and focus on not throwing things out. It's wasteful in the first place. And, you know, 25% of your grocery bill ends up in the garbage. So it's a real obvious candidate to prune that down. So that's a few in the grocery world.
The next one is transportation.
Yep.
I mean, you got gas, you've got electricity, you've got vehicles. How do we save there?
So many ways to do it. And you kind of touched on it with the Prius example. But often people think about vehicles. If you have a family, they think about, you know, one spouse's vehicle and the other spouse's vehicle. And I think that's an inefficient way to think about it. You want to think about the big family hauler and the smaller commuter car, and you take the vehicle that, you know, suits the role. And in many cases, people will have two, you know, let's say big SUVs. And you don't need the two big SUVs because you're not taking your entire family out in two different vehicles. So if there's a big family outing, you got the one larger vehicle and one smaller vehicle. So that's a step change. You know, that involves swapping out a vehicle. But there's so many ways to save. I mean, when you think about people's commute, it's really significant. We tend not to sit and do the math. What does each commute cost? But if you actually do the math, it's pretty material each way and each day. So step one, can you work from home more? So just avoiding the commute entirely, even if you just work from home Mondays and Fridays, easier than it's ever been to do. So there's a simple change that you can make. Keep your car tuned up, you know, keep air on the tires. I think it's something like 30% of American vehicles run with underinflated tires. That's a big, big difference. And on the longer distance commutes, you know, a lot of people looking at these gas apps, oh, you know, it's 2 cents cheaper a gallon of this. I think that's preposterous. You're not going to drive around at five different gas stations. I did a blog post how I saved 45% on my gasoline. And people say that's preposterous. How can that be? So I was doing a long drive and I had some time on my hands. So I, you know, hit my cruise control, 75 miles an hour. And I did this in the reverse direction to get rid of the wind and, you know, any elevation changes. Tried at 75 miles an hour versus 65 miles an hour. And here's what I found. My fuel consumption dropped by 45%. That's a ton. When I like to listen to podcasts, they sound much clearer because I have a lot less road noise. Mm-hmm. But it's probably easier on my vehicle. And it's a whole lot safer. And so we're so used to, oh, how quickly can we get there? How big a difference does that make? Like 10 minutes, you know, on a 100-mile drive? And what are you doing for 10 minutes that's so important? You know, we're wasting 20 hours a week watching television and probably that much again scrolling on our phones. 10 minutes really is not that precious to you, 45% savings in gasoline. That's a really big deal, I think.
No, I think that's wonderful. Many people don't realize that, especially in my state of California, where people are always rushing to get somewhere. And yep. that doesn't do them any good except for give them a lot of stress. And that's just, you can just save a tremendous amount of money. So other parts that go along with transportation, one of the big questions we have you found a way to save some on the auto insurance?
Yeah, for sure. So this is a really interesting one. And I'm embarrassed to say I missed this one in the first six editions of Cashflow Cookbook. So forgive me.
The first six? Okay.
Yeah, and it'll sound, we're on eight now. This will sound like I'm off topic, but credit scores are hugely important. And people tend to ignore them. A lot of people don't know their credit score. And credit scores can save 30 to 50% on car insurance and 30 to 50% on home insurance, and five or six fold on the total loan interest. So I've gone slightly off topic here. I'm going to come back because the big thing is that something like 80% of credit reports have errors in them. So these credit reporting agencies, they're not paid on accuracy. They're paid on having a file on everybody. So it's a bit of a detour, but spend a little bit of time, know your credit score, get the errors out of your credit report, then go back and reshop your car insurance. Two ways to do that. One is you can do it on a website like Zebra or Insurify. There's lots of them. Enter your data. Within 10, 15 minutes, you can have a glass of wine on the couch and your laptop. Boom, you get the comparison quotes from everybody. You can also do it through a insurance agent, a broker who carries more than one line. So an example would be Goosehead Insurance. I have no stake in them, but I've worked with them before, and they can go and compare, you know, are you better off with Progressive or Geico, and do those kinds of comparisons. And the swing can be huge. It's not hard if you have two drivers and a couple of cars, not hard to find a swing of $100, $200 a month. It can be as quick as 15 minutes to do the research. But again, that credit score is one of the biggest drivers, your driving record, of course, as well. But there's a big change for people, $100, $200 a month.
Can I add one other thing there? I used to be an executive for AAA, Automobile Club. One of the things is many people don't realize, but credit score is a big thing because it stands, you know, insurance is about reliability and stability. And if it's not there, obviously rates are higher. But when it comes to the driving, if you have a large SUV that's expensive and then you have a smaller car, obviously, the insurance on that larger car is going to be more expensive. So if the number of miles on that larger car has been significantly reduced, so will that insurance. So if somebody's looking to save money on gas, they can also do the same thing on insurance. And it also makes sense to look at tracking your annual miles, because some insurance companies just stick with where you were the previous year. So you want to make sure you're getting credit for what you're actually doing as opposed to what you did in the past.
Yeah, so, for sure. Lots more in the transportation one. There's a lot of good parking apps. So if you're paying to park right now, a lot of people park under the building they work in, because of course you would. But I would say slow down a little bit. Take a look at an app like Spot Hero. You can compare the monthly parking prices in the area. And not unusual to see a spot right across the street that might be half the price of what you're paying now. So that's an interesting one that people, don't think about, that's worth a peek. Another one is what I did for a lot of years. I rode my bike to work, you know, on Fridays. So try and work from home a couple days a week, and then maybe do some carpooling a couple days. Mm-hmm. Think about that as an option. Or think about taking your bike if you can. And for people who have a really long commute, particularly if both spouses have a really long commute, does it make sense to move a little closer? Because those commuting costs can be huge.
That's great. Hey, folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Gordon Stein and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Again, I want to appreciate you for sharing with your friends and family. Gordon's been outstanding. Just the savings tip. I mean, you can walk away with this and saving hundreds of dollars just right now, just doing a little of the things he's already talked about. So if you want to look at the replays of this one, which you're going to want to do, you want to go to savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful insight and information, go to our YouTube page, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All of these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your life, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. So with that, I want to welcome Gordon back. I can't wait to get back to this session. But Gordon, let's start talking about how somebody can go about, besides all the savings, we got that going on so far. It's, you know what, how do they go about doing this? Because it's, you know what, we've all been taught, many, many people say, get a detailed budget. Do this. Be almost militant about it, you know? So what's the methodology behind the cash flow cookbook for everybody here?
Yeah. So, I mean, once we get all these savings going, a lot of people, most traditional personal finance thinking, you know, you got to give up things you love. You got to do a side hustle. You got to do detailed financial budgeting. And the reality is, nobody wants to do any of that stuff. Maybe if you're right. An accountant, you like it. The rest of us forget it. And even if you do want to do the detailed budgeting, I'll lay 10 to 1. Your spouse doesn't want to do the detailed financial budgeting with you. It's not a marriage enhancer. So let's talk about an easier way to do it. I like to carve up expenses into two pots. So the first pot is these recurring monthly bills, the ones that are the same pretty much every month. So it's all the utilities, gas, sewer, water, electricity, et cetera. There's the home insurance, car insurance, life insurance, umbrella insurance, all of those kinds of things. There's the mortgage, the taxes, et cetera. So these are coming out of your account every month. There's no need to budget them. They're the same every month. Why are you looking at every month your cell phone bill and your TV cable? They're always the same. So what I like to do is let's put all those in one checking account, which we're going to feed with a part of our paycheck. So they're all in there, and you want to put a great big target on those expenses because we're going to grind those right down. Mm-hmm. All the ideas in Cash Flow Cookbook and in the Cash Flow Cookbook course, we can use all these things to lower each and every one of these, typically by 20, 30, 40%. Typical American family can chop $1,000, $2,000 a month by grinding those down. Okay. And as soon as we free up that cash flow, we want to take that freed up cash flow and we want to apply it to what I call wealth. And wealth is not an account. It's actually multiple accounts. Could be a 401k, your pension plan contribution, your company stock purchase plan, your Roth IRA, your cash account, whatever it is. We want to move our money from giving it to the gas company and the cell phone company. We want to move it to growing our own wealth. All right. So we don't have to look at those. We set those up on automatic payroll deduction. We focus on grinding them down. We move it to wealth. Now, this just leaves a much smaller number of things coming out of our account. And for that, we're going to have a different and separate checking account. So this is all the oddball things that do go up and down every month. So the groceries are coming up and down. You got dinner parties, the dinners out, the travel, the clothing, the car emergencies. All of these things come out of the second account. So we've got our bill account. I call it Bill. I call the second one Susan, mm-hmm. mostly because that's the name of our cat. But it's just okay. A differentiated account. Now, as a couple, it's much simpler because if I go out and buy myself a new coat, I'm not forgetting about the fact that the mortgage payment and our cell phone bill comes out the next day. And oh my goodness, now mm-hmm. we're going to run out of cash flow for the month because that's already taken care of. So now we're just dealing with a handful of things. So between you and your spouse or partner, you might say, hey, my old winter coat is worn out. I had to get a new one. That was $500. So we're going to have to tamp down our dining out expenses this month. So it's a much simpler thing and just be done with a conversation. What are the big things we need? I got to get a couple pair of shoes. The kids need new clothes for school. And so then you can just arrange yourself. You're only thinking about it 1 month at a time. But what's important now, what you actually want to track is your wealth. So instead of looking at this budget and tracking it month by month and maybe retiring with not enough money, let's instead track our wealth. So we're diverting our funds into our wealth account. We're going to watch that growing over time, and we're going to see how our trajectory looks. And as you do that, now you start thinking differently about things. Should we get the luxury model car? Should we go down a notch? Do you buy a two-year-old used vehicle, or do you buy a brand new one? Because you're thinking about building your wealth, and that's the part that really matters. Minimal effort, minimal sacrifice, no budgeting.
And I like the fact it's almost set it and forget it from the wealth side.
Absolutely.
Because too many people keep looking at that budget and don't look at their wealth. They're always worried of whether or not they're going to be able to put money in there. But if it just automatically goes in there, you can get to the point where you maximize it and you're just already set because you're going to, that's great. That's wonderful. Yep.
There's one more chunk to it. So, you know, a lot of these authors saying, oh, you got to give up your lattes and your avocado toast and all that. People are emotionally attached to their lattes and their avocado toast. Don't give up your lattes, your avocado toast. Slash your electricity bill in half because you're going to feel good about that. If you give up your lattes, you probably won't feel good. However, once we get this thing going, we're crushing down these bills, these monthly recurring bills. We're moving that money to our wealth growing account with our advisors or whatever. Now we're going to start looking at these Susan account items, the dinners out, and you don't want to give it up. But once you start thinking about your wealth, you might look at it a little bit differently. Hey, honey, you know, why don't we just share an appetizer? Hey, I don't really notice the difference between tap water and the fancy bottled water. Why don't we just get tap water with dinner? Let's share a dessert. You know, so you're making some simple tweaks. You still have a great time out. You're not being a cheapskate. You just get a little bit smarter. And if you do that, now maybe you can go for more dinners out. Or maybe you get the gift card coupons or vouchers from a place like Costco. So you're buying the dinner at 20% off to start. And then you get a little bit smarter. So then you get a little bit wiser to lowering some of these expenses like clothing and groceries and dinners out and travel. But you do it once you're re-gamified.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
Costco. You could save a lot of money there, but you also can spend a lot of money there. Sure. So you talked about not wasting things. I see people, you know, they buy the 24-pack of eggs, and you know what? Here we are 4 months down the road, and they got to throw away half of them. So do you have any thoughts about how the best way to navigate Costco or a discount warehouse like that?
Yeah, I'm a Costco fan. I think, you know,
particularly
because, you know, for example, clothing – I was just there. I got a bunch of, you know, shirts, and these are Banana Republic shirts. You know, this is real quality merchandise. You're not buying cheap stuff, but you're buying it probably a quarter of the price that you'd be paying at, you know, retail like Banana Republic. One trick is to shop online with them. And that makes a big difference because then you're not seeing things. You're more likely to go for the pieces that you want. As always, you start with a shopping list so you get a little bit smarter on it. And I like this idea of mindful shopping. And this really comes up, you know, comes up with food, but it also comes up with, you know, things like clothing. You know, you get this experience where you're in a retailer, could be Costco, and you see this amazing blue sweater and it's on sale. It's, you know, 40% off. And you're so excited. You put a designer brand. You come home, you bring it home, you fold it nicely. You put it in your closet right beside the blue sweater that you already had. It's nearly identical. Because you weren't shopping mindfully. You get sucked into the sales and this and that. So before we embark on Costco, what is it you actually need? You know, you need a few more shirts for your, you need three short sleeve shirts for the wardrobe. You know, you're low on eggs. You need this, you need that. And that's what you do. Discipline on your own, shopping mindfully or with your partner or spouse. I think that's the way to do it. Then you get in the best of both worlds.
I appreciate that because a lot of people don't, I'll say this, if my wife goes, it's an hour-long experience. If I go, I just, you know, get it done and get out. There's a difference always in the bill. Gordon, thanks again for being with us today. Oh, by the way, what's the easiest way for some of our listeners and viewers to get a hold of your cash flow cookbook?
Your cash flow cookbook, you can get it on Amazon. And it has two editions. There's a Canadian edition, with the gold dish, as you see on the screen. And there's, sorry, Canadian is silver and the U.S. one is gold, but it says U.S. and Canadian edition on them. So the best $20 investment you can ever imagine, guaranteed ROI.
Now, just before we get into this final segment, do you help people with these things?
Yeah, I do. I do for sure. So I do individual coaching. Mm-hmm. I do speaking engagements, podcasts. Easiest way, you can send me a note to GORD@cashflowcookbook.com.
So let's talk about that financial side of SaaS. You called it future value. Mm-hmm. So what does that really mean? Because there's a lot of people looking paycheck to paycheck. How do I get this thing? I'm looking at my budget. Future value, what's that?
Yeah, sure. That's a great point. So, you know, about 60% of us here in the U.S. are living paycheck to paycheck. And that's not a fun existence. And, you know, 37% of us can't handle a financial emergency of $400. So you're, you know, you're kind of living this way the whole time. And then, you know, somebody gets a rip in their jeans and it's cause for panic, you know. So we want to get out of that. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to lower these unemotional expenses. We're going to free up a little bit of cash flow and we're going to convert that cash flow and do something that's going to build our wealth. And we'll zero in on what that is. But that's really the way to get started. And the power of this is really incredible, particularly if we look at it over a number of years. So I often talk about, you know, getting a 7% return. So if we take these savings, we invest it over the long term at 7%, you know, how big is the impact? And the answer is, it's really huge. It really does make a big difference to our wealth. So that's the overall idea. When I talk about future value, I gave the example of that wealth advisor freeing up $300 a month on her cell phone bill, her family cell phone bill. And over 30 years at 7%, I mentioned $367,800. That's a huge deal. And a key thing is oftentimes people who are our age, they look at this and say, well, 30 years, are you kidding me? You know, I'm already in my 60s. Well, you know, when you retire, let's say at 65, you don't cash in all your money and spend it that year. You need money for your 70s. You need money for your 80s. You might need long-term care in your 90s. So you need money the whole way through. I'm 63 years old. I hope to be investing for another 30 years. So I have, hopefully, I have a runway of 30 years. If you're in your 20s or 30s, you've got a massive opportunity for this compounding. And of course, it just takes off very rapidly like that.
That's wonderful. Okay, so one of the questions that my listeners were asking is, I'm 55, I've got $100,000, or I'm 60, I've got $100,000. You know what? Obviously, I might have 30 years after I retire, but I, you know what? How do I go about getting going now? What would be something that would make a difference for me in the next 10 years as opposed to continue to work for the rest of my life?
Yeah, I think that's really important. So if you're in your 50s or 60s or whatever the number is, and you've undersaved, you know, you don't have enough to have a good retirement. And I'll mention that 64% of Americans retire with less than $10,000. So those folks are in good company. So here's the way out of it. I want you to think about those monthly savings. They actually have two effects. If you're still working, let's say you follow the ideas in Cashflow Cookbook, you free up $1,000 a month. And you're either going to pay down some debt with that, or you're going to invest it. Both of those are going to bolster your wealth over time, but they do something else. It gets you in this habit of getting smarter on your finances, and it means that you're going to have a lower monthly burn rate. So if you can take your monthly burn rate, for argument's sake, from whatever it is, $10,000, $7,000, $6,000, if you can lower it by $1,000, effectively, whatever you have saved for your retirement is now worth more because it's going to last more because you're going to draw down on it slower. So it's this double action that I think is really important for people late 40s, 50s, 60s. You're running behind. You want to aggressively go after those recurring monthly bills. And then you got to pause for a second and say, okay, what's the best place to apply that? So if you follow through the ideas in the book, you know, I'm pretty certain you're going to find $1,000 to free up. I would say that with a high degree of certainty. Now, it depends on your situation. If you're carrying credit card debt, like about half of us do, and you're paying 25% interest on that, that's after tax. So pre-tax, that might look something like you're paying 30% interest. And what I mean by that is that paying that down is the equivalent of getting a government bond that pays 30%, which would be a no-brainer. We would all rush to that investment. Risk-free bond that pays 30%. That's what it's like when you pay down your credit card. So that, for most people, if you have credit card debt, that's a five-alarm blaze. That's the place to start. Then you can get into a finer point after that about, is it in a Roth IRA, the 401k, et cetera.
So let's talk about the credit card debt.
Yeah.
You know what? There's people all over the country that have significant credit card debt. We're seeing interest rates rise now. I'm going to bet banks are going to be in a position we're going to be tapping that so people aren't going to be getting higher limits or anything like that. So, you know, if we're looking at credit card debt, in your experience, what is the easiest, most simplest way to work on paying down that credit card debt in the midst of trying to reduce costs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So, you know, my philosophy is, hey, it's always better to earn than to pay interest. So, you know, how would you you know, recommend people start tackling that?
Yeah, and I think you need to be quite vigilant with it. So I think the first thing I would do is make up a debt schedule. So you've got, you know, credit card A, what's the interest rate on it? What's your balance on it? And credit card B, and you've got car loans and all that. And I would sort them by interest rate is the easy way to do it. So maybe you've got an old student loan, you're paying 4% on it. You got mortgage debt that's tax deductible. That's way at the bottom of the list. And you can also look if it's tax deductible or not. So that would typically be mortgages for most people. And then I would go after that highest interest rate one first. Mm-hmm. And the way I would do that is I wouldn't hamper lifestyle. Depends on what your lifestyle is, but you probably wouldn't need to start there. I'd go after these kinds of things that we've been chatting about all show here, Steve. Grind something down and right away you're going to increase your credit card payments. And you got to be vigilant about not adding to it. Now, some people are actually in real trouble with this and the interest is spiraling and they can't get out of it. And they need to get some help. They need a credit counselor. You know, there's things they may need to, you know, do an arrangement on the payments on these cards or something. You may need professional help. But if you're not in that category, we're going to aggressively grind down some expenses. We're going to put a priority on paying down those cards first and then the rest of the lower interest debt. And, you know, there's this avalanche and snowball idea. And that's fine. Mathematically, the best way that's going to make the difference is the highest interest ones first. But you might have a smaller balance on a card that has a slightly lower rate. Might feel good just to pay that off. Take that one off your list. Psychologically, it might be a bit of a boost. And now you're going to have those payments are going to go into paying down that big one, along with what you're already paying and some new cash flow cookbook savings ideas to really turbocharge and grind that thing down.
Yeah, no, that's great. Many people are wondering, hey, what's the best way to go about doing that? And I appreciate you talking about that. When you start working with people, how do you go about working with them? Because that's one of the questions that many people ask. And there's like, hey, how does Gordon work with people? How do you become a client? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just get a copy of Cashflow Cookbook and get started there. You can do a whole bunch of do-it-yourself using the book, $20 on Amazon. You know, that it's just a simple, smart way to go. I'm going to be coming out in a couple months with the Cashflow Cookbook course, which is 250 slides. It's narrated. It's shot right here in my studio. And if you follow cashflowcookbook.com, that website's about to get renovated as well. But, you know, keep an eye on there. You'll see the course popping up pretty soon. And there's an opportunity to get an early bird discount on it. But then that is a user-paced program where we go through everything, how to fix up your credit score, step-by-step saving on each of these different ideas. And then how to invest it, how to do this budget-free way of managing your money, all of those things. The new site will also have a setup on there on one-on-one coaching. That's just an hourly base thing. So you can, I would suggest do it the low-cost way. Get the book, get started with that. Then maybe you want to get the course. And if you want to do some one-on-one on top of that, you know, that'd be great. A lot of wealth advisors are now working with me using their content, having me speaking to their clients. So if you're an advisor and you're listening to this, reach out to me, go to cashflowcookbook.com. I got all kinds of programs for advisors to help their clients and providing a lot of value at, kind of minimal cost. Or catch me on podcasts, and I've got speaking engagements all the time as well. So lots of different ways to get started.
Gordon, we appreciate you being here today. The information that you provided is invaluable to our listeners and viewers. And I know this episode is going to be listened to multiple times by the same person just because of the little tips that you put in there and little websites that you can go to and all those type of things. Folks, when you go to the website, you're going to see the episode for Gordon Stein. We're going to make sure you have the link to his website, the Amazon link to get his book. So you want to check that out. Gordon, thanks again for being with us here today. Possibly like to have you back in the future, if that's okay.
Absolutely. And, we didn't get to all kinds of savings ideas. There's lots more to talk about.
Oh, I know there is, because, you know, it's just the ones you talked about were, you know, ahas for many people that are listening. So we appreciate that. So with that, thank you so much. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.